That's Fault Mine 72 on the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1. Fault Mine still in the studio. I can't get these guys to leave. I got to call security.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 72. Again, it was about retirement. You think people should retire by 72, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Rob, you're a bit of a Renaissance man.
Sure.
You play guitar. You sing. You also do a little
bass.
Little bass. You do a little video work too.
Yeah. I was the production assistant on the Unsainted
video. Unsainted, the Slipknot video.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. That, like, you know, I drove around the dudes for the B-roll footage and stuff, and like, it was a pretty fun day, man. Like, we went all over. Like, one of the scenes that's in it's out at Junior's Motel Studio, like out by Otho, you know, to where, like, that was pretty cool. To where
a nod to Mr. Kirk Kaufman,
yeah,
who has done a lot of work with Slipknot as well as countless local musicians and even other national recording artists, which is very cool that it's happening.
Oh yeah,
in such a small town, yeah. You know, like that there is this such history at Junior's Motel, man.
Yeah, that place is awesome. To where, like, I can't count how many times that, like, I've gone out there with Clown to do a song of the day thing. Like, you know, that you walk in there and it's just exactly what you think an old recording studio would be. You know,
I think one of your first times out there as kids, I was along for the ride.
Yeah,
I laid down some guest vocals on a cover. Because I think it was like a total, like, it was before you were really doing originals. Did a CD of covers just to get the experience of doing it.
Yeah, I think we were writing songs, me and Bobby and my brother, but, like, we didn't have anything that, like, we could pull off in a studio yet, like, that we weren't, like, comfortable or whatever. So, yeah, that we did covers, and it was just, like, you walk in and, like, you see, like, all these other bands, and, like, he has his you know, page out of the Billboard 100 up on there of when he charted and all this stuff, to where it just, like, blows your mind. And then you hear all these people record out there, and then to go out with, you know, record with people who have Grammys and stuff, to where, like, you know, to where they're like, yeah, man, like, this is the place.
That was still one of the coolest experiences from when I was a kid. And then it's so awesome once you get the CD in your hand to hear your voice on a CD.
Yeah.
And your guitar too. I wouldn't know. I don't play guitar.
Yeah. I was just telling my wife, to where we were driving around. We came back to visit last weekend, to where we went through a park, and I was like, dude, this is the park that we went through the first time that I heard one of my songs on the radio, and, like, it was the coolest thing ever, you know.
Yeah, and now you got two songs in 1 hour.
Yeah. I'm way cooler now.
You've made it to the big time. Well, hey,
on a Friday, man.
Rob, Chris, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in, hanging out today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, man, it's been a blast. We coming up here shortly, we've got an old buddy of ours, a guy you used to play in a band with, band or two maybe, Dennis Farrand.
Yeah. Yeah, he played with us in our last band, and then I played in his old band, Head Halo, where he was the singer. I played bass in that, and just the dude's a phenomenal writer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well,
nicest dude, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you won't meet a nicer dude. Well, we're also going to leave you with this one here, which you said you production team on the B-roll footage for the video. And I know, okay, this isn't exactly independent music, but it's Iowan, and it rocks. Slipknot, Unsainted, Regional Rock Hour, presented by Crave Tattoo.